I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend, and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And she wins too, because she gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some like alpha dude's kids, right? In that case, she wins and he wins, and the guy loses. Her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Where we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
And that's what happens when you circumvent natural selection.
Trigger warning.
Number 11. They acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman
fur
grows
babies.
Up in life, she buys a dog.
Rescue dogs. Horses.
Trigger warning. Bats.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one.
Yeah, there's this one woman we know.
Of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
Parasites! Sea lampreys! Leeches! Parasites!
Remember, a feminist is a woman who simply needs a good spanking.
You know who doesn't have a lot of testosterone? Women.
Women!
Women!
Women don't have testosterone!
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been.
This is reality, honey.
I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls.
You
They're
don't.
Unreliable.
They are. I know you women don't think so. You are.
It's a woman's prerogative.
Get back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
To change her mind.
You, bitch.
Yes, it is a woman's prerogative to change her fucking mind, and that's why you can't be trusted. Greetings, welcome to episode 1 of the Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast. I've been putting this off for a while for just whatever reasons, and finally the time has come. Today that I am recording this, not the day you're hearing it, is, in fact, April the 1st, 2018, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, still no wall, Hillary Clinton still not in jail. Oh, I heard there was going to be swamp draining. Oh, it looks like there isn't. This is not an April Fool's joke at all. The part at the beginning where the little ANCAP babe that I made fun of in a series of podcasts, you can go find out, you know, girls, and this is the thing, see, girls, they go to work, how do they work their way to the top? By fucking then sucking their way to the top. Hashtag me too. Right? This chick, she works as a prison guard. She didn't have the sense to know you don't fuck the prisoners to get to the top of the pyramid. You're supposed to fuck your boss, or better yet, your boss's boss's boss. But this is what women do. Women, they go into the workplace, they instinctively start looking for something to put a dick inside of them, while at the same time being bitchy towards all the men that are not good enough to put the dick inside of them. And then the beauty of getting the dick put inside you in the workplace is that 20 years later, when you're old, you're ugly, you're unattractive, no one's interested in you, you can go hashtag me too and get a bunch of fucking attention on the interwebs. Today we are going to talk about six ways in which you men violate the Prime Directive. Now you say, great one, what is the Prime Directive? Because maybe it's your first day here. The Prime Directive of North America is as follows. No white woman must ever experience discomfort. Now, you may think I'm making this up, but I want you to look at society around you. I want you to actually observe it. I want you to think about things. I want you to pay attention. You will notice that everything in our society is geared specifically towards making sure white women never experience discomfort. Okay, if you get knocked up on a one-night stand and make a baby, you know, nobody can shame you for being a slut. Taxpayers have to pay for your kid. You know, no matter how fat you are, you're beautiful. No matter how old you are, you're beautiful. If you cheat on your husband, it's because your husband is a bastard. If your husband cheats on you, it's because your husband is a bastard. If you get a job and you have sex with somebody you work with, you're liberated. If you go get a job and you have sex with somebody you work with and you don't like it, he's a rapist. I mean, every fucking thing in our society has reached the point that everything is geared towards not simply being, what's the word I'm looking for, being hands off toward women's behavior, but to defending women's behavior all the way up to validating and affirming women's behavior. Every time somebody with a vagina does anything, they have to be praised for having done something and having a vagina. This article was brought to my attention because of a feminist book. This is why I call Facebook feminist book. Look at Facebook. Facebook is entirely geared towards protecting the feelings of white women. Right? The one time, and as you may or may not know, the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, in case you found this podcast some way, somehow, without going through the website. For the moment, I'm still on Stitcher. I have a Facebook account and a Facebook page for the Cynical Libertarian Society, and I post on there. I auto-post from the website. It just auto-posts onto Facebook. I don't pay attention to Facebook. I don't log into Facebook. I log in about maybe 6 times a year. Once again, yeah, you can send me messages on Facebook, but I'm probably not going to see them, so don't bother. If you want to contact me, it's God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. And when the post from the website auto-post on the Facebook, usually they pretty much get ignored, which is fine. I'm not trying to build a Facebook following. Feminist book is there. I'm putting the stuff on it. The post of mine that got the most hatred on the feminist book was, of course, the one about, well, not the one. One, we're in the show notes, it talked about how women, and it was even me, it was me quoting someone else who was talking about how women are like lions, right? When in a pride of lions, when a new male takes over, the female lions kill off their cubs, or the male rather kills off their cubs, and the female lions, of course, mate with the new male. And I drew the analogy, this is exactly like when the Germans invaded France in World War II, which we should have let them keep as a consolation prize because France is France and it sucks. And a large number of the French women, you know, of course, instantly started having sex with the German men. Women always gravitate towards the invaders because the invaders are more manly than the men who are there now, right? The French men couldn't keep the Germans out. the women, whether it's consciously or not, and I don't necessarily saying it's conscious, it's not a conscious decision, it's evolution, it's biology. The women look at this and go, oh look, our men are pussies. The invading men are studly and manly. We will go spread our legs for them. Just like the woman in the introduction, right? She works as a prison guard. Okay, her boyfriend is a pussy. She's in this building with all these alpha males who are murderers and rapists and child molesters and criminals. She's like, ooh, these guys are alpha males. She spreads her legs and gets knocked up by a fucking criminal. It's biology. That post got all, I shouldn't say all sorts. It got what for me is a bunch of comments. I think 10 comments, 12 comments, all of course filled with hatred. Which is fine, but the point is, see, when I said something about women, that got everybody worked up. All the posts about hating everyone, hating trannies, hating homosexuals, hating black people, hating brown people, hating red people. I've never really done anything hating Asians, because Asians don't really bother me. Hating Democrats, hating liberals, hating statists, all of that is fine. Yeah, you can come on and you can scream fuck the queers and kill the niggers and all, not a fucking word is said. Not a word. But by God, you say something about single mothers or white women? Oh, the world loses its shit. Because that is the one group that here in North America, you are just not allowed to fucking disagree with. Is white women. Especially white women who are single mothers. Especially white women who are single mothers that have other people's kids. You can't fucking touch them. Wait, is there a single mother who doesn't have other people's kids? The fuck am I talking about? Anyhow, let's get back to what terrible fucking human beings all of you men are and how these six different ways that you literally, Hitler, rape women in the street. Now, this wisdom is brought to us by a woman named Cat George. Say, great one. Who is Cat George? Well, for most part, she's a nobody. However, the great one, before we got into this, did look Cat George up on the interwebs. I did not find... Oh, wait. Hold on. Here is her LinkedIn. Here's a link to her LinkedIn pro. And, of course, you have to fucking sign in. I don't need no kind of degree she has. It just doesn't matter. Here's the thing. I saw a couple of pictures of Cat George on the internet. The girl is not, in my opinion, unattractive. I don't know how much Photoshop is involved in these pictures. But if she really looked like this, if this is what she really looks like in real life, and I was walking down the street and I saw her. Now, this article I'm looking at right now, which we'll talk about after this one, this is from 2013. So this is 5 years ago. There's a lot of wall that you can hit if you're a woman in 5 years. In 2013, if I saw this girl in public, I would be like, yeah, she's hot. I might even go talk to her. Of course, now after reading the stuff that she's written, not anymore. Oh, hold on. There's a Twitterverse. There's this. What? Oh, God, who cares? Oh, come on. What? Are you shitting me? Oh, God. Sweetie, you... God, who fucking designs websites nowadays? Jesus fucking Christ. So when I'm stalking her on the internet, I try to go to the one website that has an article by her that we'll get to, and secure connection failed, so we can't get there. Oh, is that her too? Cat George, yeah. This is even sadder, because after 6 years of, is this her? Cat George. After 6 years of living in New York, I decided to move back to Australia. So she's Australian. Oh, Adam Piggott, this one's one of yours. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for sending us the fucking feminist. Thanks, dude. Who is this? Whoa, wait, hold on. I spoke to some other... We're getting sidetracked. Here's some bitch. Why? Where'd it go? Oh my god. All right, oh god. Well, it looks like this is gonna be another podcast. Jesus fucking Christ almighty. Anyhow, this is the problem with the internet. There's no end to the stupidity. It keeps coming. It just keeps coming. Oh, this woman is claiming on Twitter right here she has a fiancé. God, I feel sorry for this guy. All right. Great one. Focus. Link will be in the show notes. What the fuck am I doing? Where is this? All right, here we go. Anyway, 5 years ago she was cute. Don't know what she looks like now, but she was bangable. God, who the fuck would marry? Who in the fuck would marry this girl? You don't know anything about her yet. You're about to find out. Here we go. 6 things you might not think are harassment, but definitely are. Because apparently we need to clear a few things up. Well, she's not concise, that's for sure. She could definitely podcast here at the Cynical Libertarian Society because she definitely has the knack for being long-winded and redundant. You see, these are 6 things... that, see, you might not think these are harassment. Oh, but they definitely are. Definitely. Because apparently, see, we, the royal we, her and the mouse in her pocket and all the multiple cocks in her cunt, need to clear a few things up. This is written in 2014, but it doesn't matter. It's still stupid. I never cease to be astounded by the way that some people react to stories of harassment in the street. Just yesterday, we shared a story about a woman who taped herself walking around New York for 10 hours and the unsolicited harassment she was subjected to as she strolled around minding her own business. I'm sure you all remember that video. You can go find it. I don't need to critique it. The number one point that was made by everyone who watched it was, notice how many of the men harassing her were not white. Oh, that's racist. No, watch the video. She primarily gets harassed by black and brown people, not white guys. That's a fucking fact. You can verify that by watching the video. I retweeted the post from my personal account. Oh! Bravo. You retweeted something from your Twitter account. Oh my God. You are so strong and independent. You are so brave. Remember, guys, anytime a white woman in North America does anything, she's brave. This morning, I farted in front of my boyfriend. Oh, you're so brave. I decided to go back to college and get my master's in sociology. Oh, you're so brave. I decided to adopt another rescue dog. Now I have 8 fur babies. Oh, you're so brave. And while many sane people express support for the article, the sane people express support for the article. That's sanity. Thus implying that if you don't express support, you're insane. Because if you disagree with the left, if you disagree with a femistatist, you have a mental illness, right? Unlike, say, for example, trannies who have a dick but think they're girls, right? See, that's totally normal. But if you disagree with a femistatist, you are mentally insane. Some responded with questions like, quote, how dare you question a feminist? See, this is what I'm saying. You people are violating the Prime Directive. When a fucking femistatist on Twitter tweets something, you like it, you retweet it, you agree, and you shut the fuck up. Because she is brave, she is strong, and she is independent. Some responded with questions like, but don't you think those guys were just trying to be nice? No, I don't think that. In fact, I don't think at all, because I'm a woman. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. No, I don't think that. Not for one second. This was not a surprising response. You can't share an account of a woman being harassed without a million men, and to be fair, some women, chiming in, questioning whether or not what happened could accurately be described as harassment. Yes, because, see, you can't question whether or not this is harassment. Remember, if a woman says she was harassed, she was harassed. You are not allowed to question that. Women do not have to present evidence for their accusations. That is something that only applies to men. In those moments, much like this moment we're experiencing in the wake of this video, it becomes crystal clear. So many people have no idea what does and does not constitute harassment. Fortunately, Kat is going to enlighten us. Here's the thing. Oh, here, we found the thing. Here, it's right here. Here's the thing. By the inherent nature of being a woman walking in the street, almost all uninvited attention from men is threatening. Women are brave, they're strong, they're independent, fish bicycle, can do anything a man can do. But if a woman is walking down the street by herself, almost all is in capital letters, almost all uninvited attention from men is threatening. When I say that the Prime Directive of North America is that no white woman must experience discomfort, you people think I'm fucking making this up. Okay, almost all uninvited attention from men is a threat. Almost all uninvited attention, I don't know how a woman walking down the street is supposed to formally, is this like enthusiastic consent? I mean, how do you know if your attention to a woman is invited or uninvited? I don't know. And basically, unless she initiates the conversation, unless she initiates contact, we can assume that's uninvited. We know women don't initiate things, right? Once again, how many times has a woman asked you out on a date? In my life, it's been once. Almost all uninvited attention from men is threatening. When a woman feels threatened, what does she feel? Well, she feels uncomfortable. She feels discomfort. What is the Prime Directive? No white woman in North America must ever experience discomfort. Now, I'm not just making this up. I'm not just making this up, people. Women are victims of sexual violence every single day. Every single day is written in all capital letters, unless, of course, it's a Muslim. Now, if you've been raped by a Muslim, that's not rape. Women are victims of sexual violence, unlike men, who, of course, are victims of violence, you know, wars, operating as police officers. You know, and then there's the whole thing where men are climbing up 250-foot cell phone towers and die so that you can send a fucking selfie of you and your 17 rescue dogs on fucking Instagram. But, you know, fuck them, right? They're only men. They are disposable. It doesn't matter how many men die. What matters is that a woman willingly put a man's dick in her mouth by her own free choice, sucked it, swallowed the cum, and then 3 years later decided hashtag me too because she needs some attention. Women are victims of sexual violence every single day, even in liberal cities like New York. I would say especially in liberal cities. Once again, let's review this in case this is your first day here at the Cynical Libertarian Society, in which you will probably never come back if you're a giant fucking pussy or if you're a woman. Let's review this. Where is it that supposedly, what are we up to now? Seven out of one women are raped every 13 seconds on a college campus, right? Rape is supposedly rape culture, and rape is running wild on college campuses, right? In all seriousness, is it one out of five? I think we're up to one out of four women have now been raped on college campuses, is the statistic we're told. And are college campuses in the United States of America not the nexus of political correctness? Are they not the nexus of social justice warrioring? Now, yes, most of those rape accusations are completely false. But the point is, feminists love to run around talking about how all these women on college campuses have been raped, and yet college campuses, they are the nexus of left-wing statism, social justice warrior femistatism. And that, according to the femistatist, is where all the rapes are happening. New York City, liberal as shit. And yes, women are getting raped there. Really? Once again, look at the hashtag MeToo. Don't look at all the old women looking at attention. Look at all the people they're accusing of raping them. They're all feminist. They're all male feminist. They're all white knights. They're all beta males. Manly men do not need to rape women. You know why? Because manly men can score babes. Okay? Adam Piggott, he can score babes. Jack Donovan, he can score babes. Aaron Clary, he can score babes. Stefan Molyneux, just kidding. Ed Lattimore, he can score babes, right? Real alpha men. Black Dragon, he can score babes. Okay? Real men, alpha men, competent, capable, not with the fucking corn cob up their ass, achieving, doing, being badass men do not need to rape women or trick women or manipulate women because they can get the fucking babes. Okay, whether it's a man jerking off on the subway, a stranger sticking their hand there, okay, there is plural, sweetie, a stranger sticking his hand, it's okay, you probably have a degree in English, so I don't expect you to be able to write. Whether it's a man jerking off on the subway, a stranger sticking his hand up a woman's skirt, or worse, raping her, because she had to tell us that being raped is worse than having a hand stuck up your skirt. We hear stories of sexual assault on a near daily basis. If not on the news, then from anecdotes within our social circles. Well, no, sweetheart, we do not. I do not hear stories of sexual assault on a near daily basis because I don't pay attention to the news because I have a life and because I don't hang out with people who would tell me this kind of shit because I have standards in the people I spend my time with. Women feel vulnerable on the street, period. This is, of course, despite being strong, independent, brave, fish bicycle. When a man interacts with her on any level she did not invite, it's threatening. Period. When a man interacts with her on any level she did not invite, it's threatening. Period. See, this is the femistatist view of the world and of men. Anytime you interact with a woman that she did not invite, you are threatening her. She is experiencing discomfort. Prime directive, I'm not making this up. You can't change that by saying someone is being nice. Just because a man isn't overtly saying, I want to fuck you in the ass and come in your hair, bitch, it doesn't nullify the threat a woman feels. And yes, if a man comes up, if I walk up to a woman I don't know and start talking to her, it's because I want to fuck her. I'm glad you girls have figured this out, because God knows there's no other reason I would interact with you. What else are you good for? Other than being a cum dumpster. And see, this is the point. Women understand, this cat instinctively understands that the only function she can perform for another human who has a penis is to be a cum dumpster. She understands this. She knows she has no reason to exist other than as a cum dumpster. And here's the other thing. We can tell when someone is just being nice. Once again, now we're back to this mythological superpower that you women's are supposed to have, that you can tell when men are just being nice and when they just want to have sex with you. Which, of course, explains why so many women have one-night stands and get knocked up, why you have sex with men who beat you or beat your children, why you have sex with men who emotionally abuse you or emotionally abuse your children, why you marry those men who beat you and emotionally abuse you and your children. Right? Because you're so good at figuring out what men really want. You can distinguish when a man just wants to shoot cum in your hair and fuck you in the ass. And that's why you keep getting all these sexually transmitted diseases, and you keep hooking up with all these scumbags, and you keep having sex with prisoners. Because you're so fucking good at distinguishing the good men from the scumbags. In fact, after enough years of encountering different kinds of people engaged in enough different kinds of interactions, all women, yes, all women, in all capital letters, all women, yes, all women, develop a sixth sense. We can immediately tell if someone is, in fact, being nice, or if their seemingly innocuous words or actions are laden with latent undertones of objectification and entitlement, and the threatening implications that go along with someone who holds that view, who views you as a less than human thing, which they want to feel entitled to have, has set their sights on you. That was all one sentence. Once again, see, it's the sixth sense. And all you women have this. And that's why you fuck prisoners. Because I'm sure that prison guard, well, he didn't view this prison guard as someone he wanted to objectify. No, of course not. He didn't want to just fuck her and leave her. No, he wanted to pair bond and form an ongoing relationship with her. How do you women believe? How are you so stupid? You know, it's not that you're here's the part that really is that you think I am stupid enough to believe your propaganda. I don't believe for a minute you whores believe this. Sixth sense. Well, you do either the sixth sense doesn't exist, or you do a mighty good job of ignoring it. Right? I mean, that's why there's all these single mothers, right? Because they spread their legs for these good men. Not these men who are just objectifying them and just wanted to have a couple of gangbangs with them and then leave them. Once again, women are completely incapable of seeing the contradictions between their bizarre belief system, the sixth sense that, yes, all women have, and the number of single mothers who are single from one-night stands. Do you dumb fucking cunts not recognize that these two things don't go together? We can tell. So it doesn't matter what actual words they say, if any. And for someone to argue about the relative threat level of the words themselves, if to completely signify a lack of understanding. Oh, it's supposed to say is. Sweetie, proofread your shit, you dumb bent. Is to completely signify a lack of understanding about where the real perceived threat comes from. The real perceived threat. Wait. If it's a real threat, then it's not perceived. If it's perceived, it may or may not be real. But it's a real perceived threat. In other words, it's her feelings, right? Well, I perceive it as a threat. Okay, that's how you feel. Do you have evidence that the man who asked you what time it is a threat to you? What happened to your wonderful communication skills that you women are all supposed to have? If I walk up to you on the street and I say, hey, you're pretty cute. Are you single? Is that a threat? Are you really incapable of dealing with that? Can you not just look at me and say, no, I'm not? There's a reason why I don't regard women as being equal. And it's not because I hate women. It's because I've observed your behavior. In other words, if you tell a woman that an act of harassing wasn't in fact harassment, all you're saying is, I don't understand anything about the experience of living your life. No, some things that you think are harassment actually aren't harassment. And remember, this is all... subjective from the view of a woman. Remember, if a Muslim man actually holds a woman down while another Muslim man rips her pants off and sticks a dick inside of her, that is not rape. That's not rape. However, if a white man says hello to you on the street and tells you to smile, that is sexual harassment. Right? This, and once again, this is why. Well, great one. You think women shouldn't vote because you hate women. No, I don't think women should vote because women do not have the fucking emotional maturity or the intellect to handle the responsibilities of voting. When you tell me that a Muslim holding you down while another Muslim sticks a dick inside of you is okay because of fucking diversity, while a man asking you what time it is rape, no, you're not allowed to vote, sweetie. If someone tells us our shoelace is undone, or a neighborhood local gives us a morning nod while they're walking their dog, we can identify these things as inherently nice behavior. No one is hysterically declaring all public interactions between men and women who don't know each other to be harassment. Really? Quote, when a man interacts with her on any level she did not invite, it's threatening. Period. That's the sentence you wrote two paragraphs ago. Then you write, no one is hysterically declaring all interactions between men and women who don't know each other to be harassment. No, sweetie, you are, you dumb bent. You wrote right here, when a man interacts with her on any level, she did not invite, it's threatening. You are hysterically declaring that when a man interacts with a woman on any level she did not invite, it is threatening. That is what you wrote two paragraphs ago, you dumb bent.
A great one. I don't understand why you think women shouldn't vote. You're so hateful.
But the sad fact is that often they are. And even when a man says something as simple as, have a nice day, we are able to read between the lines and know his motive. And 9 times out of 10, it's not about well wishes. See, when you tell a woman to have a nice day, you really want to have sex with her. And this is another aspect of the women's, right? This idea, you're all walking around in your head with this idea that every man alive wants to have sex with you so bad, that you're just such a fucking goddess. You're so fucking attractive. You're so strong and independent fish bicycle that every man on the planet Earth just wants you. It's the tone, the setting, the look on his face that tells a woman that there's a sexual power play at work and she's losing. Wait, if you're strong, independent, equal fish bicycle and I say to you, have a nice day, how are you losing? Even if I do want to put a dick inside of you, let's say I want to fuck you in the ass and then shoot cum in your hair. Okay, so I say to you, have a nice day. We're like in the middle of a public place. I want to fuck the shit out of you. I say, have a nice day. How are you losing? Are you so fucking fragile that me saying have a nice day to you while thinking about fucking you in the ass that now you've lost? But hey, you can do anything I can do. You can be an astronaut. You can climb a 250-foot cell tower. Oh, just kidding. You can't. You know, you can be a lawyer. You could be a CEO. You can work on construction sites in the snow. Oh, just kidding. No, you can't. All right. But how are you losing? How are you this fucking fragile and delicate? When someone, usually a man, defends certain behaviors as innocent, it shows a lack of understanding of the deeply ingrained, totally imbalanced gender dynamics that exist on a city street and between men and women on a more general social level since time began. Oh, really? You mean like this is the way it's always been, that men have always been stronger, bolder, better? Wait, hold on. I thought there's no difference between men and women. I thought that the differences between men and women were social constructs created by the heterosexual patriarchy. Think of it like this. An assault in the eyes of the law is anything that either causes grievous bodily harm or death, or something that creates a reasonable fear of grievous bodily harm or death. Street harassment that doesn't involve touching is the latter. Yes, once again, because telling a woman to have a nice day creates a reasonable, for her, right? Again, for irrational people, for emotionally unstable people. What percentage of women are now on medication for their personalities and their moods, right? Saying have a nice day to a woman creates fear of harm or death in her mind. And of course, where are all the good men? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Where have all the good men gone? Street harassment that doesn't involve touching is the latter. Directly causing a woman to fear for her bodily integrity. Oh, please. Can you girls not pretend you have integrity? I'm on the cock carousel. I'm 22 years old and I fucked 47 men. I have integrity. I know there's two different kinds of integrity. I'm being funny. Jesus fucking Christ. Street harassment that doesn't involve touching is the latter, directly causing a woman to fear. And remember, street harassment is any uninvited interaction with a man. So if you're walking down the street and a woman is walking towards you and you look her in the eye and smile, you are causing that woman to fear for her bodily integrity and, in some cases, her life, as it says right here. That is what you're doing. Prime directive, boys. Prime fucking directive. You think I'm making this up? No one should have to walk down the street with that constant fear. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, and look, this is a good thing. Wait, once enough Muslims are here, you won't be walking down the street by yourself. You won't be allowed to leave the house without a male escort. The following six things are often seen as innocuous, but there's an undeniable implication behind all of them that makes them unequivocally harassment. Oh, here we go. Here we're finally, after me ranting for 45 minutes, we're going to find out the six ways that you fucking rapists out there are violating the prime directive. That you are advertising to women on the street that you want to put your dick in their asses and shoot your cum in their hair. Here we go. Number one. You already know what this one is. Telling someone to smile. Now, I've covered this before, but we have to cover this again. This is another female fantasy, right up there with every man alive wants to have sex with you. This fantasy you women have that men want you to smile. I am pretty sure, it's hard to say for certain because I have gaps in my memory, of course. I don't remember every sentence that has ever come out of my mouth, but I feel pretty certain I have never told a woman to smile. And I would like to see, I would love it if you women, and I know, well, the law says you can't record converse. I don't give a fucking shit about the law. You fucking femistatus bents out there who think I'm wrong about this. Here's what I want you to fucking get your cell phone, put it in voice record. And I want you to walk around. And I want you to record all the men telling you to smile and send that to me to prove me wrong. Men listening to this podcast, when's the last time you ever told a fucking woman to smile? Sweetie, no one wants you to fucking smile. We don't try. And here's the thing. If we want to fuck you, we just want you to shut your mouth and spread your legs. That's the thing. No one is telling you to smile. Men often think they're doing you a favor by telling a woman to smile in the street. No, actually they don't. See, here's the thing. Here's why men are telling women to smile, if this is really happening. It's because these men have no fucking clue how to approach a woman. At the very best we could say about these men, if they exist, is that they are, in fact, somehow under the impression that it is an obligation they have to look out for the emotional well-being of women. So in other words, best case scenario, a man is walking up to you and saying to you, hey, you should smile, because he feels he has an obligation as a man to uplift and look out for womankind. And he would have this idea because he was not raised by a real man. He's probably a product of a single mother, and he's a white knight, right? That is white knighting. At its very best, a man who tells you that you should smile is white knighting you. That's not rape, that's not harassment, but it is fucking pathetic. And white knights, one and all, have been raised by women. You're not going to find a white, well, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, you're not going to find a white knight raised by a single father. However, then I stopped, because that's not true. I don't know that you're going to find a white knight raised by a healthy nuclear family. Your white knights came from women. And remember, every time all these men who are out here harassing all of you poor little innocent women, fish bicycle, remember, all of these men, all right, there's a couple of exceptions, most of these men were raised by women. That's why they have no fucking clue how to interact with a woman. That's why they walk up to women and say things like, oh, you should smile, instead of just saying, hi, you're cute, are you single? You're a great one. Have you done that? Yes, I told you guys a story. I was in the brewery. I tapped the girl on the shoulder. She turned around. I said, hi, you're cute. She said, thank you. I said, are you single? She said, no. I said, okay. And we went our separate ways. Right? You direct. It's like, yes, I wanted to fuck her in the ass and shoot cum in her hair. I didn't ask her to smile. I didn't tell her to have a nice day. And I was not raised by a man. I was raised by a, well, might as well have been a single mother considering what my stepfather was worth, which was not much. But see, I have removed my head from my ass, or at least I'm in the process. That's, we can at least give me that much. A woman can do anything she well pleases with her facial expression, whatever she wants. Yes, you can do anything with your facial expression, sweetie. And once again, no one cares. You know what you could do with your facial expression? Why don't you try paying as many taxes as a man fucking pays? Why don't you try, I don't know, not initiating 70% of divorces? Why don't you kick in that sixth sense of yours and stop having sex with prisoners? Any of that a possibility? No, no, no. But you know what's terrible? Muslims raping women? No, that's totally cool, because that's diversity. What's terrible is when a man tells you to smile.
Hey, women! Shut your mouth and make babies!
What's gonna turn her loose? Exactly. You spank her. See, now if Cat George just got a really good spanking, she'd probably be okay.
What is beautiful in a woman, what is attractive in a woman, is defined by men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Venus happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good cat. Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job.
Oh my god, you women. I have a career.
That's what men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially.
I work for a non-profit.
They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage. Advantage.
Say, great one. That was only one. You said there were six. Yes, I'll be back. Okay, we're gonna finish this off. And then we'll read the comments on the feminist book. And we'll find out just how much the average woman hates men. And just what the average woman, who uses feminist book way too much, thinks about you.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.